John Hankey is an independent documentary filmmaker. He teaches how history really unfolded and exposes conspiracies you didn't know existed. His films cover a wide array of topics, including the JFK assassination, the Rothschilds, October 7th, and Trump's failed assassination attempt. Put on your headphones, grab your tinfoil hat, and get ready to learn how the world really operates with John Hankey.
Israel was founded by the Rothschilds. If you don't know, you need to watch Trump and the Crosshairs. You need to watch October 7th, Inside Job, and you will learn that in 1917, at the end of World War I, the British decided to invade Palestine and then to hand it to the Rothschilds. Now, there was a world Zionist movement at the time that was founded and funded completely by the Rothschilds, but the British didn't hand it to the World Zionist Federation. They handed it to the letter from Lord Balfour, the Secretary of State. They have a different name for it, the Foreign Office probably. Lord Balfour wrote this letter, and it's called the Balfour Declaration. And Google it, and it'll come right up. It's very well. It's as well known as it is. There's lots and lots on Wikipedia, right? It's mainstream for historians of Israel, certainly. Why? Well, we discussed how in 1835 or 1825, the Rothschilds took over they owned the entire monopoly board, including the United States, since at least 1825. Ask me about George Washington being a tool of the Rothschilds when you're ready to. But anyhow, the Mount Vernon Library, you know, they got all this stuff and they've had it for 200 years, but people are just now, well, for 200 years, there has been more and less dedication to going through all of Washington's stuff and seeing what's there. And what they just found is that he owned stock in the Bank of England, which was owned by the Rothschilds. And, you know, people see that and their eyes pop open and say, wait a minute, what? Anyhow, we'll come back to that.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.